It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. Next up on the program, comedy from the very funny Nick Adams. He's the author of the book Making Friends with Black People, and he's a writer on the upcoming NBC sitcom Perfect Couples. We recorded his set live at ArtShare in Los Angeles at a show called Laugh Night.
I was late here because I had to stop by my weed dealer's place. I don't smoke marijuana. I just try to support black-owned businesses whenever possible. So I wanted to stimulate the economy and the community. I was recently trying to catch up on my Netflix viewing, you know, that gets stacked up on you. So I was trying to go through some films, and I recently finally just watched that United 93. It's a movie about the hijack. Tough. It's a tough one, right? Very, very difficult film to watch. And I'm watching this with my good friend Jamal, who's also a black man, obviously. One of the Jewish Jamals. He leans over to me halfway through the film, and he says, if there had been more black people on the plane, wouldn't have been no hijacking. He said that. If there had been more brothers on the plane, wouldn't have been, because we wouldn't have gone out like that. We would have just risen up as a unit and prevented that from going down. I, of course, reminded him of a little event that took place in history called the Middle Passage, where they successfully hijacked, I think, 10 million of us directly from Africa. Like the pure mountain spring water of black people, bottled at the source. If they can handle a boatload of Yoruban warriors on the high seas for 6 months, I'm pretty sure a couple of brothers from Detroit flying coach would have been no problem. We would have got hijacked too. I think what happens if you're a black man is that you develop this invincibility complex. Like if you get to be 25 or 26 and you're still alive, the cops haven't shot me, another brother hasn't shot me, hypertension, sickle cell, I must have superpowers. Clearly, I'm invincible. NBC should cancel Heroes and replace it with a show called Negroes. Just every week, it's just a different black guy celebrating his birthday. Yeah, 35, my man. I'm getting older, but it doesn't bother me because black people age pretty well. I don't know if you've ever heard that. Black people, you know, black don't crack, which is true. I'm 78 years old. I'm turning 79 tomorrow, so technically. I read somewhere that for the first part of his presidency, Barack Obama was getting 30 death threats a day. And these weren't just crazy people. They were seriously investigating tons of leagues and chasing these things down. Like, it was that dangerous for him for a while. And I have serious disagreements with the president on multiple policy issues, as anybody who knows me will attest. But I don't want to see that guy get shot. And I feel like it's my duty as a black person to sort of step up to the plate. So I'm starting a campaign. You guys can help spread the word in the white community. This is what I'm going to do. If anything happens to Barack Obama, I'm going to shoot Dakota Fanning in the face. There. How about that? I will throw one Jonas brother off a bridge for every attempt on his life. I will strike at the core of your whiteness, America. I will not stop. I was at a party recently and someone served bacon-wrapped scallops. I call shenanigans on that. That's just not even fair. You can't just take two things that are awesome and just throw them together. That's like someone offering you chocolate heroin or pizza sex. Now you're just making stuff up. Bacon-wrapped scallops. That's not even cooking. Bacon-wrapped scallops. I was walking by the homeless guy in my neighborhood. You know, everyone has the one or two guys that they see on a regular basis. And I realized something, the imaginary voices in homeless people's heads, they're real SOBs. They're not nice people. You would think that the human brain, given the circumstance that a homeless person is in, you would think that the human brain would manufacture something positive, something soothing to help this person cope. No, they're just rude to each other. It's crazy up in here. Like, you never see a homeless person having a civil, measured, reasonable conversation with themselves. You never hear, why, yes, Benjamin Banneker, these are new shoes. Thank you for noticing. I'm sorry, Leonardo da Vinci, I disagree. I think single payer is the only way to go. Just angry. I am a married guy, and my wife and I are working at perhaps trying to conceive a child. We're trying to get a little pregnant. And I'm married to a Native American woman, and whenever people find out that you're in an interracial relationship, they have all these preconceived notions. Like, people will say this to me, oh, you guys are going to have beautiful children. You guys are going to have beautiful kids. It's not guaranteed, though. I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way. No, you can have beautiful kids. Like, it's gotten to the point where I'm kind of hoping we have an ugly kid just so I can make my point. Not all ugly kids. Like, maybe we'll have three kids. We'll have like a daughter who looks like Rosario Dawson or Halle Berry or something. Maybe we'll have a kid who looks like The Rock. But just for me, it would be cool if we could have like a son who looks a little like Carrot Top. Just so I can go, see, told you. You never know.
Nick Adams recorded at ArtShare in Los Angeles at the Sound of Young America presents Laugh Night. Nick is the author of the book Making Friends with Black People. He was actually interviewed about it on The Sound of Young America. So hop over to MaximumFun.org and type Nick Adams into that search box if you want to give it a listen. He's also a writer on the upcoming NBC sitcom Perfect Couples.